Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Serve him, Roland.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin, brought to you by Bahamas Tourism. Bahamas Air has special fares on flights from Orlando starting at $232 beginning September 8th. Visit BahamasAir.com or call 1-800-222-4262. This morning from Chicago, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. I'm at WYCC here in Chicago. I'm hosting a race panel with Google later today, so that's why I'm here. And Tom, major condolences to my dear friend, George Curry, and his family. Of course, the journalist died Saturday at the age of 69. We're paying tribute to him right here on TV One and later today. And so just a tremendous journalist and a huge loss for so many of us. Tom, Kendrick Johnson, we've covered this story. Young black man, January 11th, 2013. His body was found in a rolled up mat. Autopsy was done. They say accidental death. There were bruises on his body. The family has been demanding answers. The family then filed various lawsuits against different people. Now, all of a sudden, Tom, a judge has ruled that that family must pay the legal fees of individuals who they sued. Joining us right now, Mr. and Mrs. Kendrick Johnson. Folks, good morning. Welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show on TV One. How are you?
Good morning.
Your reaction to the judge's decision last week that you must pay the legal fees of individuals who you sued and then later dropped those lawsuits?
It's just another slap in the face. It's like we're having to pay for my son being murdered.
First of all, how many lawsuits were filed and you dropped those lawsuits? They're saying you have to now pay those legal fees. So how many suits are we talking about, and have they calculated how much money the judge is ordering you to repay?
It's been a couple of lawsuits, and so far we've heard $900,000 back pay.
$900,000?
Yes.
Why did you drop the lawsuit?
Well, it was in a situation where they were trying to push the civil suit before the criminal suit was taking place. So we decided to drop it too in order to pick it back up within those 6 months.
Now, when you say drop it, so here's what happened here. The U.S. Attorney's Office took over the investigation from Valdosta, Georgia, from the officials there. The U.S. Attorney's Office eventually concluded that they were not going to file charges against anyone. That was the criminal part. The wrongful death lawsuits that you and your lawyers filed, that was on the civil side. So are you saying those civil lawsuits were dropped?
Yes, the civil lawsuits were dropped.
Is it your plan to refile those lawsuits?
Yes, they will be refiled.
So what's then going to happen to these attorney's fees? Could you and your family potentially be on the hook for even more attorney's fees if you proceed forward with these lawsuits?
I'm not sure at this point, but maybe we could. But we are going to proceed forward. We're not going to be distracted by what they're trying to do to make us be silenced. We will not let them silence us about our son's murder. Nothing they can do. Go ahead.
How do they explain the murder of your son? Why was he in that mat?
Well, they keep saying it was an accident. He fell into the mat, stayed there, got stuck and died. But me being his mom, I know that my son wouldn't even try to crawl into no mat. And then the Justice Department even came out and told us in the meeting what we had with them, that KJ's shoe was placed under his head, the shoe that he was supposedly reaching for.
Tom, also, we were talking about a young man who was an athlete, very fit, and the logic, and this is, Mrs. Johnson, I'm trying to understand, the logic that there was a shoe in a mat, he simply had the strength to just push over the mat to get the shoe.
Yeah, unroll the mat.
As opposed to crawl down in a mat.
Right.
Makes no sense.
But it makes sense to somebody, and those somebodies are the ones that are in charge of making these decisions.
Yeah.
Mrs. Johnson, do you believe that these slapping you with these legal fees is an attempt to get you and your husband and your attorneys to stop pursuing justice in this case?
Yes, it is.
Do you all have a legal fund?
Yes, we setting up one. We have a GoFundMe that's set up. Someone has just set up for us to try to raise those legal fees.
And
this is certainly a stunning case, Tom. And again, we know from other states that the threat of having to pay the legal fees of anyone you sue is keeping other people from pursuing justice in similar cases. And that seems to be exactly what's going on right here.
Yes, but I mean, as I say again, there's nothing they can do to stop us from pursuing this case. We're going to take this case all the way through. No matter how many distractions they throw at us or whatever they try to throw at us, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to find out exactly what happened to Kendrick Johnson, who killed Kendrick Johnson.
Roland, as we leave, could you recap what happened to Kendrick Johnson?
January 11th, 2013, Kendrick Johnson was in a gymnasium at Lowndes High School in Valdosta, Georgia, when they say that somehow his tennis shoe fell down a rolled-up mat, a large rolled-up mat, and they claim that Kendrick then climbed on top of the mat, crawled down into the mat to get his shoe. He got stuck, and therefore he suffocated. Autopsy was done. There was bruising on his body. It was ruled accidental, but then the county sheriff's office and the school were not necessarily trying to work with the family. What ended up happening, Tom, in this particular case, there was a missing piece of the video. All of a sudden, there are cameras all around the school. It captured Kendrick right before the mat incident, but somehow the video of him in the gymnasium crawling into the mat is no longer there. And the attorneys were jamming them up saying, what's going on with the missing video? And so that's also one of the huge questions in this case as well.
Were there anybody else in the gym?
Yes, there were other students in the gym, and those individuals have been investigated, including the sons of an FBI agent.
And isn't one of the boys also connected to the sheriff?
Yes, as well. All of that was investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office. They concluded that they could not ascertain, and they said that no one was involved, no charges were filed, and they have gone with the accidental death of Kendrick Johnson.
And the hearing regarding the fees has been canceled, and so we don't know if there's going to be a rescheduling or where this goes from here.
Right. So we'll be following this to see what happens next.
And there is a GoFundMe page, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll get those details, Mrs. Johnson, provide them on blackamericaweb.com and news1.com.
All right. All right, Roland.
God
Mrs.
bless
Johnson,
you.
Thank
Good
you so
luck
very
to
much.
Mrs. Johnson.
Thank you.
That's so sad. Wow.